Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A fast start and clutch pitching gets it done for the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 4 of their American League Division Series with Houston. The Rays winning that fourth game 4-1, a fifth game to be played in Houston on Thursday. Tampa Bay scored three times in the first off of Justin Verlander, including a Tommy Pham home run. Rays manager Kevin Cash.
I think the familiarity helps. He's still the best. There's no denying that. But four days, five days, whatever it was later, you know, some of those same pitches maybe replayed a little bit, and we were able to have some quality ABs and hit some balls hard.
Willy Adames would also homer off of Verlander, who takes the loss. It was Ryan Yarbrough out of the bullpen getting the win. Bulls will take on the New Orleans Pelicans next, preseason game number 2 Wednesday night at the United Center. Blackhawks finally play their home opener Thursday night against San Jose. The Sharks now off to an 0-4 start after losing to Nashville 5-2. To Major League Soccer and the Fire make it official, announcing they are heading back to Soldier Field for the 2020 season. Here's WBBM's Rick Ray.
There may well be days when the Park District closes the upper bowl of Soldier Field for Fire matches, but that is not the plan right away, according to Superintendent Michael Kelly.
You know, with every 10,000 people that come to a game, it could translate into millions for the Chicago Park District. If we get to the 40,000 average attendance per game, this could be $4 million for the taxpayers, which in the Park District's case goes into our general fund, which is all for our mission, Children First.
40,000 is a bit much. Kelly admits 25,000 is a more realistic guess, but that's a marked improvement over the 12,000 plus the Fire drew in Bridgeview this season, easily the lowest in the league, and a significant fall from 2018. Rick Gregg, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Former Bears kicker Cody Parkey is signed with the Tennessee Titans. They waive Cairo Santos after he missed three field goal attempts and had another one blocked in a Tennessee loss last weekend to Buffalo. Sports at 16 and 46 after each hour. On your home of the Bears, Dave Kerner, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.